Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Fort Worth, Texas. A leading preacher and a president of a Southern Baptist seminary say that Calvinism is a Trojan horse. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're talking about Calvinism, which some are saying is a Trojan horse. This week, David, the Baptist News Global website posted an article concerning a recent chapel message at the Southwestern Baptist Seminary there in Fort Worth, Texas, that warned about the dangers of Calvinism coming into the Southern Baptist Church.
Well, that's right, and I agree it's an important topic. A pastor from Alabama named Rick Patrick spoke at a chapel there at Southwestern, and he was very concerned. He said that, let me just quote quickly, "Calvin's institutes address a broad spectrum of theological categories. We're actually debating much more than just the single issue of salvation." He goes on to say, if we're not careful, a myriad of related beliefs and practices will enter our camp hidden within what he calls the Trojan horse of Calvinism.
Let's discuss some of the other reasons that Calvinism was called a Trojan horse by this speaker there at the seminary.
Well, he actually noted several. One goes back to the nature of God, and it is related to the issue of salvation. But one is the question on whether the Heavenly Father is a God of love. Another was, and this is very much true, a lot of the new Calvinists tend to be partners with the charismatic movement. He points to the fact relationship between new Calvinists and postmillennialism. For example, he cites John Piper, who holds to what he says, quote-unquote, is optimistic premillennialism, but that's not pre-trib dispensationalism. So the Baptists, as well as, again, historically independent Bible churches, have traditionally been dispensational in their theology, but the new Calvinists would not hold to a dispensational theology. They would either be post-mill or a-mill or historic pre-mill, but not pre-trib dispensational.
David James with that report. Remember the Fox News slogan, "We report, you decide." We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God's prophetic word must be interpreted literally if we're going to know God's plan for the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. To know God's plan for today and then for the future, it must come from an interpretation that is literal as we take God's word at face value. Any method of interpretation which is not literal is a dangerous interpretation. All Scripture is given by God, 2 Timothy 3:16, and is profitable for many things, which includes understanding God's plan for the future. As a student of Bible prophecy, a literal interpretation of the prophetic passages is essential. What he says, he means, and it will happen. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...